Hello, it's the Jimmy and Nath podcast. I'm Snitch, their audio guy. Coming up on this podcast, they ask some very, very important questions like, what can you do with your feet? Actually, believe it or not, I can pick stuff up with my feet. My girlfriend gives me shit about it all the time. She's like, ah, you're like a monkey. You can pick stuff up with your big finger toes. I've got very long toes as well. I'm not sure why I'm telling you this. Other people would find stuff like this embarrassing, but hey, we work in radio, right? Nothing's embarrassing in radio, apart from working in radio. That's just embarrassing in itself. And another question the guys ask, which is an absolute classic, what happened in your dreams? The thing is, with dreams, great fun to tell people. Everybody wants to tell people about what happens in their dreams, right? But the thing is, nobody wants to listen to it. No one cares. I've never heard someone describe a dream to me and being like, yeah, that was a worthy use of my time. So anyway, that's coming up on the show. And something else that I've forgotten. So, I don't know. It's probably round about the same kind of thing. See you at the end of the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike's not on.
And Nate. On Nova.
Live for your Sunday night. Thank you for macking us your radio show of choice.
That's right.
Because, Jim, today is World Name Your PC Day, a day all about respecting computers and honouring them with a name.
Yeah, I've got my trusty Mac here. Which you made the pun of just before. Now, I've had this Mac a long time, Nate, so that's got to go into considering. It's got heaps of stickers on it.
Yep.
Another name for a Mac is a Apple.
Apple,
so
Mac.
So I'm going to call it my Granny Smith.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. You got any?
Yeah, have we got time?
No.
I'll punch for him. Jim, I've got a rugby league theme for mine.
Yep.
The first one is after my computer behind me there. After the rugby league great, Wendell Sailor.
Dell, oh yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, and this one, oh, you're going to like that. Hang on.
Better be good.
Continuing with the rugby league one.
Theme, the rugby league, yeah.
Yep. Sony Bill Williams.
Yeah!
Yeah?
It's really, but like, Granny Smith, everyone knows Apples. Rugby league, you've cut out a lot of our audience.
Very narrow. They're the only two players I know as well.
Yeah, look, I mean, if I put my boss's hat on, look, I didn't love it. Should have done something everyone could enjoy, but let's round things out. Nate, tell us what's coming up next.
Oh, Jim, well, coming up next, you're not going to believe it. What movie did you sleep in? Not all movies are entertaining. Just what, all what radio shows. What movie did you fall asleep in?
Yeah, because Michael Shannon, he fell asleep while watching Batman.
I'm Batman.
First Superman.
I'm Batman.
That's all I had. That's the only one. I didn't know we were going to do the Superman.
Give me a Superman impression.
I'm Batman.
Superman.
If you are familiar with the films, he played General Zod in the first Superman.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Batman vs. Superman, so I can't really comment on that.
Would you say General Zod went to the land of Nod?
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
A bit Zoddy.
Oh, but that doesn't make sense.
Noddy.
Oh, yeah. No, good.
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
Oh, it's going to be a long night when you have to explain your first joke on the show.
No, we're getting, it's a warm-up. You don't go straight into a sprint.
Tweet at Jimmy and Nathan if you got my joke.
No one's tweeted.
No one's listening. Tweet if you're listening. Michael Shannon has tweeted through.
It's a joke.
Look, he's attempted to watch the movie on a plane, which is hard from the outset because everyone knows when you're on a plane, you're going to sleep.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
And he said that it was a poor time for him to watch it because he fell asleep within the hour. The movie is 3 hours long. Nate, you've seen it. Is it the type of movie you could fall asleep in?
No, I actually didn't mind it. It copped a lot of flack, but it is very similar to the comic. You can't blame it because it's based off the comic. I mean, in the comic, Ben Affleck...
Well, there's Batman and Superman in there in comics. Yeah. So based upon
it. No, because in the comic, Batman is actually a really big guy. Ben Affleck is a lot bigger than... other old mate.
Superman.
No, who's the other guy who played Batman?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale's 10 times better than Ben Affleck.
Yeah, but he's not big. He doesn't have the
image. It doesn't matter, he's better.
It's all about the look, mate. It's all about the look.
Anyway.
That's what they say. Batman's all about the look.
Yeah, we've all been there trying to enjoy a movie and you're off to the land of Nod, you're out. I must admit, I fell asleep during The Godfather.
Oh, really?
I only tried to watch it once, and it was very long, and I fell asleep.
There's quite a few Godfathers as well, so you can't watch any of the others, can you?
No, I'm not.
I fell asleep in Leatherheads. You ever see Leatherheads?
Oh, George Clooney and...
No, I couldn't tell because I fell asleep.
First up, we've got George. George, what movie did you fall asleep in?
The Revenant, bro.
The Revenant?
As in the Oscar-winning Revenant, George.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it was a good movie. Just tired.
You wouldn't know if it was a good movie. Would you, George?
Did you try and watch it again, George, or that was it?
No, we watched it again. It was a bloody good movie. Fell asleep twice trying to watch.
George's review, great a second time.
Really good. Monica, what movie did you fall asleep in?
Batman versus Superman.
The movie we're talking about.
At what point did you fall asleep, Monica?
Beginning, middle, and pretty much throughout the whole movie, my friend kept waking me up because I just could not keep my eyes open. It was that bored.
Were you at the cinemas, Monica? Are you at home?
No, I was at the cinemas. We went in there super excited because I'm a huge Batman fan. She's a massive Superman fan. We thought, oh, it's going to be a showdown.
Yep.
And then nothing was happening.
And I heard that. Well, I haven't seen it, but I heard there's not much action in it.
Kimberly, what movie did you fall asleep in?
I dozed off in The Conjuring 2.
The Conjuring? As in, like, is it a horror movie?
Yeah, it's a horror movie based off true events. And I just read about it online before I went to see it, about the events that took place. And it was so stupid and, like, so fake. And there was too many jump scares that I just got so bored and started falling asleep.
Well, Kimberly, you know what? You just, nothing good's come from reading. So just stop reading and you probably would have had a better film.
Hey, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Celebrity encounter.
Fans in a Scottish cafe went berserk this week when Leonardo DiCaprio walked in for a visit.
Do you reckon Scotland get many celebs walking through the ranks?
Interesting. About a year ago, George Clooney visited the very same cafe.
Oh.
And again, a very similar thing happened. It went very crazy.
Everyone went nuts. The Scots, they love a celebrity, don't
they? Now, this cafe is something to do with their charities. It's connected to George Clooney and Leonardo DiCaprio's charity. So that's why they've both visited the same cafe. But people went crazy on social media first. Some of the tweets include, "I'm currently this far away from Leo and it's breaking my heart." It was a map.
Oh.
So she tweeted a map.
Yeah,
and she's
right.
Like, and she was about 10 minutes away. I mean, drive. Just get in a car and go.
Or just run. Come on.
But you can head to our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nathan. You can see a video there. And this is part of it. It's sometimes you want people to sign things, right? You see a celebrity like, hey, can you sign something? But in the moment, you may not have something for them to sign. So this lady said this to Leonardo DiCaprio.
How can you sign my face?
What?
I don't know. We'll play it again.
How can you sign my face?
She's saying, Leo, can you sign my face?
Can you do that in a Scottish accent?
Hey, Leo, can you sign my face?
That was great. Now try Scottish.
What was that?
Jamaican or something. I don't know what that was.
Scottish. Hey, Leo, can you sign my face?
That was all right.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Talking about celebrity encounters, I don't know if you remember, we had one the other day. We were dressed as monks, and do you know who came out of the lift behind us while we were dressed as monks?
Oh, yeah, I don't know her name.
Some sort of housewife.
Yeah.
A Melbourne housewife.
Did you get her autographs?
No.
I forgot, obviously.
I asked her to sign my face.
We want to know, 13, 24, 10, your celebrity encounter. It could be Bruno Mars. We're about to play.
Oh, that'd be good.
Could be the lady from the housewife show that me and Nate didn't recognise.
Maybe you're in Scotland and you saw Leo. That's exciting.
Yes.
And he signed your face.
Celebrity encounter.
Just one. Just give us one. Don't start calling up and go, I've met, blah, 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 blah.
Just a single one.
We're doing it because fans in Scotland have had the opportunity. They've run into Leonardo DiCaprio. They've gone crazy. Now, I did say earlier you could head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nathan, see a video.
And what happened, Jim?
Well, Courtney messaged me and she goes, you posted that on your personal Instagram, you fool.
How'd you go?
Look, I got 8 likes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And on ours?
Yep.
At the moment, I can tell you. We've got 15.
15?
Yeah.
You're 8's not bad.
Look, if you want to follow us at Jimmy Nath or Nathan Roy, at Nathan Roy.
Yeah, follow that one.
Don't follow mine.
Laura, what was your celebrity encounter?
I met Kevin Rudd.
Oh, Kevin 07.
Kevin 07.
When was this, Laura?
So when the Black Saturday fires were on, we were like, me and my friend were folding sheets in my school hall.
Yeah.
That people had like donated. And he literally came out of the toilet and walked straight into my friend.
Did you?
And she's turned around and gone, oh, God, it's Kevin Rudd.
Did you wash your hands, Kevin?
Yeah, sorry.
Well,
did you know Kevin was at your school or did he just, like, appear out of the toilet?
He just appeared out of the toilet, walked into my friend, and he's like, you guys are doing such a good job, thank you, and then shook my friend's hand. And And she's like, lucky it was wet. At least I know he washed them.
It could be wet for another reason, but let's pretend that didn't happen. Taylor, what's your celebrity encounter?
Jerry Springer.
Jerry. Where did you meet him?
I was 16 and I went to New York in Central Park and asked my mum to buy me a scarf. And his wife was right next to me and made him buy me that exact scarf that I wanted.
Jerry Springer's wife bought you a scarf. Was there any reason for it?
Just because she said that I was Australian and I was cute and she loved the accent, so she had to make him buy me a scarf.
So, Taylor, you said this to your mum and they've overheard that. Is that right?
Yeah. So I was asking my mum to buy me the scarf and she said, oh, do you really need it? It's not that cold.
Did you start putting in other requests? Like, hey, mum, I'd love a car.
Famous children's author, we all know, Roald Dahl, has come out and said that his name has never been pronounced correctly. Are you a big Roald Dahl fan?
Not really.
He wrote such things as The BFG and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, I didn't know. You mentioned to me earlier tonight, you were like, he wrote Charlie and Chocolate. I didn't know that. And I am a fan of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but I can't remember reading his books.
Yeah, well, I did all through school. Most people pronounce it...
This isn't about you, Matt. It's about Rule.
It's about all...
Oh, you did it.
Spoiler alert. Most people, as I did earlier, say rolled, as in like rolled down a hill, or Roald. However, he's never corrected it before until now, and he's come out and said that his actual pronunciation is Roald. It's Norwegian. Roald.
Now stop now.
You and I, unfortunately, we've got really easy names to pronounce. I mean,
you
James Smith,
it's
Nathan
not,
Roy.
Though. It's
have,
not.
Have you ever? Have you had someone?
Well, actually, I'm Colombian. You'd notice that with my mustache from Movember, and.
It's the closest thing I had to Colombian.
And it's actually James. No, it's not James.
No, it's not.
James. It could be.
I've actually, to be fair, my surname Roy, very easy to say. I've got Royley, I've got Roe. People just feel like they need to create this.
Yeah, no,
thing.
I'm lying. Australia, it's not actually James, it's just James. I know you guys are like, what? This is brand new information.
Got a Colombian on the show.
It's just James Smith.
All we want to know is 13 at 24:10. Is your name hard to pronounce? Because if Jimmy and I, not James and I, if Jimmy and I can't pronounce it, you're going to get a free thing for it as well.
Yeah, so just call us, spell your name to us, and then we'll have a crack at pronouncing it on air. If we get it wrong, you win.
And you get a free thing. It's as easy as that. We are James and Nathan on Nova. Is your name hard to pronounce? Because we want to try and pronounce some hard names out there and see if we can do any better than what we have been doing with Roald Dahl, Jim. Because apparently Roald Dahl's name is actually pronounced Rual.
Darling.
No, it's not. It's Roald Dahl.
People's a big Roald Dahl fan. Sorry, Roald Dahl.
Caller one is Amy. Now, Amy, I'm assuming your first name isn't the hard one to pronounce. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's the second name.
The second name. And do you have a lot of issues with people pronouncing your second name?
All the time. Since the first time I was at school till, you know, all the way at work now, it's still the same. No one ever gets it right.
Mm. Is it pronouncing? Is that the word? Pronouncing?
Yeah, it's pronouncing.
So it's pronouncing it and spelling it, Amy?
Spelling. I don't even bother telling people what my name is. They'll ask me, oh, what's your surname? And I just spell it because they will never get it.
Have you had some interesting, like, variations of people saying your name, Amy?
Oh, all the time. I could give you a million of them.
What background are you, to give us a bit of a hint?
I'm Polish.
Polish.
It doesn't help.
P-O... No.
No. All right, Amy, so what's going to happen is we're going to get you to spell your second name and then both Jimmy and I are going to have a crack at it, okay?
Okay.
All right, spell
whenever you're ready.
All right, it's W-O-J... Yep. N-I-U-S-Z.
So it's W-O-J-N-I-U-S-Z.
Wow, okay. I'll go first. I'm Nath, Amy. I'll have my crack first.
Okay.
Oh, jeez, in my Polish accent. Wozniusz. Wozniusz.
Not even close.
All right, I'll have a crack. I reckon the W silent, it's like a...
I don't.
A Yunez? Yunez?
No.
What is it?
It's Vinyush.
Vinyush.
Yeah.
Amy Vinyush.
A different alphabet, so the W actually makes a V sound in the Polish alphabet, so it's very different.
No, you're right.
What happened in your dream?
Yeah, Chad Michael Murray, he has decided to write a novel based upon a dream he once had.
I remember Chaz.
Chaz Michael Michaels, an ice-devouring sex tornado.
No, no, that's Blades of Glory.
And?
And that's not a real person.
What?
We've talked about this, mate. Blades of Glory is not a real movie. It's not a documentary.
What?
Yep. And it's Will Ferrell. It's an actor.
Who the hell's Will Ferrell? I didn't know.
Chaz Michael Michaels.
No.
an ice-devouring sex tornado.
No, it's all a bit of fun. I know who this guy is. Yep. One Tree Hill he's from.
Yes! Yeah. Chad Michael Murray from One Tree Hill. He's written a novel, and it's an adventure thriller romance called American Drifter, and it's about a soldier backpacking in Rio. He said the dream was so vivid that he remembered every detail for a book.
Adventure thriller romance, is that what you call a book when you don't know what category it fits into? Like, oh, this is a romance, comedy, thriller, horror, action, musical. This is a fantastic one by Chaz.
This is a true false story.
It's like he's just like, oh, I don't know what to call this. I'll just pick one out of the hat.
The thing that really irritates me about this, I don't know about you and your dreams, but I never get the end of my dreams. I always wake up. So how can you write a book? Or the twist is in this book, you're reading like, oh, geez, this is good. And then he writes, and then I woke up.
That was my go-to ending for all my stories through school. Actually, I'll tell you what my problem was. Every time I was having a dream, I was running, but I was never running fast enough. Have you ever had that dream? When you're running away from like a baddie or bad storm or something, and I'm like, me personally, I know I'm a fast runner. But
oh,
in my dream,
no, I have.
So
I have.
Slow.
Yes, you can't, and you sprint, yeah. And you're not
Thanks
moving.
Thanks for showing me how sprinting works, by the way.
You always do this. I do things in the studio for you, and then you point it out. No one can see what I'm doing. I can be naked.
Do you think you're on camera? Is that what you think?
I am. There's a big screen. What I'll do is I'll take a photo on our Instagram story right now just to show the people, A, that we're live, and B, that there is a giant thing. Look, I'll do a video. Look, there's me. I'm waving, having a fun time. Hey. There's Nathan. No, look at me. Look at me. There you go.
See, we should be on TV. Hello, Channel 7.
You can check that out on our Instagram story at Jimmy and Nath. But we are asking now, what happened in your dream? Maybe you were running like me and Nath and you couldn't get anywhere. Maybe you wrote No, we're going to help you write a book. We're going to decide if it's good enough for a book.
What happened in the dream?
Yeah, Chad Michael Murray.
Chaz Michael Michaels, an ice-devouring sex tornado.
What a book.
not that guy from Blades of Glory. The actor from One Tree Hill, Chad Michael Murray. He's written a novel, and it's all based upon a dream he had.
Yep.
So we thought we'd ask people and see what's happening in their dreams, and we could Nathan and me will decide if you should make it into a book. Why should this go over the phone now? I've got a comment on the Instagram here.
Hang on.
This one's from Sophia. She said there was Mickey Mouse and he was just chilling in the spa and then the whole room flooded.
Yeah, perfect storm.
Perfect. It's been done.
Stephanie, what happened in the dream?
All right, so I was running from a car and then out of nowhere, a hand came out that looked like Willy Wonka's purple glove and pushed me into the car and I was falling with full force and then I woke up before I hit the car.
Oh, that was Roald Dahl's original book.
What?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but the hand came out of the car. It was a failed story.
I thought you were going to go with a pun. Yeah. That was kind of weak.
It was just a story. Because we spoke, it's linking earlier parts of the show.
Yeah, no.
Stephanie knows. Stephanie got me.
Stephanie, was anyone attached to the glove or was this just a flying hand?
It was just a hand. It was weird. Just a hand with a purple glove.
Do you think, Nath, this would be a good book?
I think it could be a good book, do you think?
Well, I think the way to see if it would be a good book is they turn things into movies.
Okay.
So I'll give you a little movie preview and you tell me if this works.
All right, go.
Coming this summer is the attack of a giant glove. No, it's not attached to anyone, but it is purple. Watch out.
That was
really
good.
I think that works. Well, Steph, write a book and we'll make the movie.
And the lead actor, Donald Glover.
Oh, yes. Oh, Matt, talk to us. What happened in your dream?
Yeah, I had a dream. I won $150,000 on the TV game show Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
And the dream happened the day before the filming and went to the show. And lo and behold, I was the person up picking the cases and got down to $200,000 and 50 cents left on the board.
Yeah.
And I said no deal without any hesitation. Andrew O'Keefe goes, I don't normally do this, but you're risking, $200,000 to potentially win 50 cents.
Yeah.
And ended up walking away with $100,000.
So you dreamt you had $100,000 and then you won $100,000 the next day.
Yeah, I followed through, picked the same case. Yeah. Number 14.
Oh, well done.
Oh, Matt, that is brilliant. And you know what? It could also be a book that's a movie. Watch out for the kid.
No, stop. Jimmy and Nath. What can you do with your feet? The reason why, Jim, during the week was the UK, they held the Toe Wrestling World Championships, a game where opponents use their toes to, yes, try and pin down the other competitor's foot. It's a lot like arm wrestling. I showed you the video earlier. It's pretty much the same as arm wrestling, but if you imagine with your toes. So some big old toes.
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with arm wrestling, first of all?
I mean, well, you know, why not toes?
It's the age-old question.
That's what they said.
Why not toes?
Why not toes? It's a big issue, especially in the UK.
What's it an issue?
It is a serious issue.
What, toes?
People, no, too many arm wrestlers out there. You need to pick up your
epidemic.
Pick up your toe wrestling, guys.
They're cracking down on it this year.
The way this works is it's the best of three rounds, and during the competition, 8 broken toes. Ouch. Have you had a broken toe before? Hurts.
I'm trying to think. No, I've broken my pinky, but I don't think I've broken a toe.
Mm. Anyway, I've got a list of a few of the competitors who competed.
Real names or names you've made up?
No, real ones that
Why
I've made
are you smiling?
Up. the big toe.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio toe. You'll like this one.
Don't tell me what I like.
Hulk Togan.
Yeah.
How would you train for this thing, though? I mean, if you're training for... I know arm wrestling, you do your weights, but how would you train for toe wrestling?
Good like, questions do you
have
tonight.
It's a proper question. Do you have a toe trainer?
I'm more of a runner. You're more of a gym guy. So I'm saying, do you do any toe exercises?
Never done a toe exercise.
Well, I don't think there's any muscles in your foot, is there?
No, there
muscles.
Is muscles
little,
in your
little
foot.
Muscles. It's not like you can
you
do
studied
it.
PD. You PD? Know this stuff. PDHPE? Is that what it's called?
You're just saying letters. ABC? HDE? LOL. Smiley face.
What can you do with your feet? The reason why the Toe Wrestling World Championships have just been held in the UK gym, 8 broken toes and one person was crowned the winner, whose name isn't on there, but I'm assuming it's probably Hulk Togan. But we'll cover that in lessons. Mel, what can you do with your feet?
Hey, I can play Jenga with my feet.
Jenga with your feet. How did you figure out you can do this?
Playing Jenga one day with the siblings.
Sorry.
Playing Jenga. I asked a stupid question. It's
Mel, you're fine. It's Jimmy. so do you play the whole game or do you just kind of mix it up halfway through the game, Mel?
Kind of played half a game with my hands and got pretty bored with it. And
shake it up a bit, yeah?
See what I can do with my toes. Nailed it.
You're going to be toey.
Oh, good. So, Mel, does that mean you've got a really steady foot? Because Jenga's the one where you've got to pull things
out. Yeah, pull things out.
Does that mean you've got a really sturdy foot?
I don't know. You can kind of sit your heel on the floor, push with one foot, and then kind of pick it up with the toes on the other side.
Well, there you go.
Pretty good.
All those who want to know how to play Jenga with their feet out there.
Mel's you're giving lessons. contact Mel on 04. No.
Amity, what can you do with your feet?
So I can twist my feet around each other.
That's gross.
What do you mean? Paint a picture for me.
So I've broken all my toes when I was younger, so I can actually like pull them and twist them across one another.
Oh, so they like all wrap up together.
Oh. Yeah.
What does that come in handy for?
Playing Jenga.
Nothing.
As everyone knows, we're in the middle of Movember. Fantastic cause. You and I are doing it. It's in a bid to stop men dying too young.
Yeah, if you'd love to donate, you can head to our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. There's a link on the page. We'd love your money. We wouldn't love your money. The people would love
just
your money.
Stop.
I mean, we would love your stop. Money if you... Okay, just...
Let's take a moment and have a conversation with Jimmy and Nath.
Firstly, nice mo.
Thanks, mate. It's about halfway, isn't it?
Is it? What are we, 19 days in?
It's 20th, yeah.
20th today.
20 days in.
You're doing well.
Thanks, mate. You look great too.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. I've actually surprised myself.
You know what I found? You know I had the beard. Yeah. Because I shaved the beard off, I had all this beard oil.
Yeah.
And I was like, what could I do with
disgusting.
It?
That's disgusting.
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
Can I use beard oil as mow oil?
Is there moil available? Maybe that's an opportunity we could invest
create.
Oh, but see, we've only got November to use it, though.
I think some other people have mows all year round.
Yeah, but my girlfriend's not going to let me do this.
No, I mean for other people, not just us.
No, that's
think of others, mate.
Yeah.
Because we want them to donate,
it's
we should be
selfish.
Thinking of them. Yeah, you're being selfish.
Can't be selfish.
You've got to take a moment, mate, and think about the people.
Oh, good.
Yeah, thanks.
I went to dinner last night.
Yeah.
And my cousin was actually there. By complete surprise. 5-year-old cousin with my auntie. Not by himself. With my auntie.
And rock up to dinner and it's just you and your cousin in the restaurant. You're like, that's weird.
Hey, you're 5. Yeah. Get here.
It's an empty restaurant.
Didn't recognise me with the mo.
Really?
Yeah. Is it that bad? Am I unrecognisable?
No, I think you look this... I mean, you're... Like you'd appear in one of those X-rated movies. But I mean, otherwise you look exactly the same.
That's another moment. The boys are the sharpest tool in the shed.
Hey.
It often takes them a while to figure stuff out.
This is Lessons from the Last Show. Tell us, guys, what do you know?
Yeah, last week on the show, we wanted to know how old Chris Martin's daughter Apple is. This is what we said. How old is Apple nowadays, you reckon?
Oh, should be.
Six? So we said that in together. I mean, you can't hear me because you're a bit louder.
I thought you were the loud one. Was that me?
Really? Yeah, because I played it back and I was like, I can't even hear myself. Really? But I do remember saying it at the same time.
There you go. I'm the loud one.
Nathan, I've done a bit of research and drum roll. I can say that Apple Martin is 12.
Oh, wow. And she's also the apple of her dad's eye.
Oh yes. Yeah, well done. Also, we have our regular listener, Michael. Now, he called up asking for a nickname. We gave him the nickname
Mahi.
He told us he was in the States or heading to the States. So we called him earlier. This is our chat with Mr. Mahi.
Please welcome our US correspondent, Michael Mahi.
One of us says
yeah, no, I don't know why we're both doing it.
Please welcome our US correspondent, Michael Mahi.
Mahi, you there, mate?
Hey, Jimmy and Nate, how are you going?
Good, mate, good. How are you?
I'm loving it, man. At the moment, I'm in America, as you obviously know.
I hope so.
He's actually in Sydney, but we've just faked this whole thing. Michael, talk to us. How long have you been over there for, mate?
I've been here for about 3 weeks so far.
And how's it going?
Mate, it's the best. American lifestyle is amazing. Like the food, the drinks, everything is good. Apart from Donald Trump winning the presidential...
No, it hasn't made news over here, mate. Wouldn't even know about it.
We want to talk about the food, Michael. What's the favourite bit? What's your most favourite bit of food that you've eaten over there?
The burgers in America is unbelievable. Like, just the portions you get as well, it's just so much better than Australia.
There's a big feed over there, is it?
Massive feed.
Actually, Michael, have you been to Macca's over there?
I have, yeah.
And is it a lot bigger?
The large size in Australia is the medium size in America.
They go bigger.
Yeah, Nate's already booking plane tickets. Mm-hmm. You're a single bloke, mate. How are the ladies going over there? Are you bringing back a wife?
I probably will. The ladies loving the Australian accent. All you have to say is g'day, mate, and they swarm to you. It's amazing.
Well, Michael, feel free to walk around with the Jimmy Nath podcast playing out loud as well, because we can get some.
I will.
Yeah, that's struggling with the ladies. Just be like, I don't know if you know, but I'm on the Jimmy and Nath show.
I'll have to say that from now on, and I'm pretty sure I'll get all the ladies in America.
Yeah, we'll get your T-shirt made. All right, thanks for that, Michael. And to celebrate, you're going to sing the national anthem of America for us. Take it away.
I have no idea how it goes.
You need to stay a bit longer. Thank you, Michael.
We'll chat to you again soon, mate.
Thank you very much, guys.
And a Perth man. His name is Josh Goodward. He was
big fan of the show.
Big fan. He was feared lost for weeks in Bali and has been found recently playing bongo drums and taking a time out in Thailand. This is him.
This is him.
We don't play enough bongo on the show.
I don't think people play enough bongo in general.
No,
like
they
any
don't.
Show.
It's a simple instrument.
Name the last time KT Marty played to bongo.
Yeah, we should actually. Is it too late to call Blackers? Just tell him, hey, bit of bongo, mate.
13, 24, 10.
Get a bit of bongo. Get some bongo into you. Get some bongo on your fork.
Any more?
Nah, that's all I got.
Get some bongo on your plate. Got the bongs in the back of the car. Sorry.
No, I meant bongo.
So, this is what happens. Nate, story time.
He was travelling to Bali when a woman called Anita Bongo Drum, whom he had just met on Tinder, and he didn't return home. Eventually, he was found by Thai authorities playing his bongo drums in a local street.
Do we know how long he was missing before someone reported him missing?
Yes, like 10 days, I think.
And that no one had heard from him?
Yeah. Do you think he thought he was lost? Or is he just, you know, and I'll just extend it and I'll have a bit of bongo?
Yeah, that's my dream. I'd love to just go off the grid, just turn everything off and just chill out. I mean, not necessarily play the bongos.
Why not? Have you ever played the bongos before?
Yeah, it's easy.
Is it a hard or easy? But is it easy for me? Like, could I do it?
You couldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I was all right with the shaker. You don't reckon I could do bongo at all?
Were you all right with the shaker?
No, I wasn't. So, Jim, we put our heads together and we thought it was a perfect opportunity to do one of these.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Yeah, we wanted people out there to hopefully play some bongo drums for us. As you can probably tell, no one's keen to do that.
Nah, no one's called up to play the bongos. I mean, I've got no idea why.
Hang on. Yeah, we've got time. Yeah, there you go.
We've got 40 minutes to kill. We've actually run out of songs, guys.
We're going to listen to this for 4 minutes.
I don't know if you've known this, but in the radio, you only get so many songs a day, and we've run out. We so are. It's 40 minutes of Jimmy and Nath and this.
It's kind of good. Is it the same thing on loop?
No, no, this is, I got this off YouTube. It's some guy playing bongos.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, yeah. I realised it's some guy playing bongos.
Don't give me that. We got 40 minutes together, mate. So, no, the reason why I think no many people would call up is I think the bongo is like dying out as an instrument. I mean, like we That's were sad. Making a joke. It is. I mean, I think more people, if you haven't got a gift for Christmas for someone, get them some bongos.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we were joking about it earlier. When's the last time you heard or saw a bongo?
It's so true.
Even seeing a bongo lying around.
That's true, actually. Where would you buy a bongo drum? Do you have to make them?
Oh, the bongo shop. So tell me, who's that tweet that Jimmy's reading out? I said, who's that tweet that Jimmy's talking about? I said, who's that tweet Nate's trying to figure out? It's time for Who's That Tweet right now, 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 now.
Guy Sebastian, it is always good having you in here on a Sunday.
Busy man.
Mm. He sang the song for us, though.
Well, they say Sunday's the new Monday. Look, these are never people are saying that. It.
Never.
They are.
Never.
I've said it.
No. Well, you have. You'd be the first.
Nath, you've just got to tell me who tweeted that tweet.
Tweet one.
Gonna start a boogie boarding club with Flume when he's off tour. Chris Martin, Diplo, John Mayer, Justin Bieber.
It's got to be John Mayer. He's all his film clips are him like surfing and stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, he's just released a new song too, Love on the Weekend.
Oh, I was hoping it was going to be called like Boogie Boarding on the Weekend.
Boogie Boarding with Flume. You're looking in Jean Mayer.
I am.
It's wrong.
Oh, who?
Diplo.
Oh, yeah, he likes to dip low in the water.
Yes, that's good.
It's all right, yeah.
Tweet two. Happy birthday, Katy Perry. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. In this dream, I'm not wearing any pants. Ellen DeGeneres, Taylor Swift, Amy Schumer, Miley Cyrus.
Can't be Ellen DeGeneres because I can't imagine her without those chinos on.
Do you reckon she sleeps in the chinos?
She does.
Or she has Peter and Alexander chinos.
She wanted Dory to wear chinos in the movie.
Really?
No, I made that up. Taylor, Tay-Tay.
You reckon didn't they have the feud, though, Taylor and Katie?
Stop
would she
putting
be,
me off.
Would she be tweeting happy birthday?
That's probably not, but maybe she's trying to put it all behind her.
Make a joke in there as well.
Yeah, take your pants off.
Well,
song.
You'd be wrong.
Oh, right. Who?
Yeah, it was old mate.
Don't say Ellen.
Ellen, yeah.
Tweet three. My friend overheard two women on the subway arguing which brand of Rihanna's perfume smelled the most like her. Nicki Minaj, Justin Timberlake, Rihanna, Jimmy Fallon.
Rihanna? Talk about herself in the third person.
Yep. You know what she also says?
What?
Sundays are the new Mondays.
No. Should I answer now? Oh. You've made a joke.
You got to answer. That's the game.
But who are the others?
Nicki Minaj, Rhea, Justin Timberlake, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah!
Who also says...
No, he doesn't. No. Play the thing. Oh, I play the thing.
Yeah. Getting to know you. Getting to
know all about you. Jim, you and I... We went to the movies earlier this week.
Yeah, we did.
It's a good movie, just quietly if we've got time. I know it's right at the start, but have we got time? Good
yeah,
movie.
I saw my physio yesterday.
Hacksaw
Ridge. And he didn't even ask, and I was like, you know what movie you need to see?
Yeah, really good
Hacksaw
movie.
Hacksaw Ridge.
It is a great movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, when we were lining up to get that movie, we got ice cream. Now, you went to the bathroom, and I had quite a bit of ice cream, so I went in to wash my hands because it was very sticky.
Yeah.
And as I was in the bathroom, I was like in the mirror behind me, you could see the urinal, and there was a guy there by himself at the urinal, the whole wall to himself.
Yeah.
And then another guy walked in
and
stood right next to him, like literally shoulder to shoulder, despite the room on the whole wall. Now, I want to know, should a rule apply, especially if, I know sometimes they're packed and you have no choice, should a rule apply if there's plenty of room, at least like a 2-foot spacing or something, because that's very close.
My first question, did they talk? Like, they might have been mates. Because if you're at the urinal, I'm going to come up next to you and be like, hey.
I mean, he was probably about our age, and this other guy would have been in his 60s. I mean, it could be a father-son
thing.
It could
be a dad. Possibly. Hacksaw Ridge, it is a movie for families.
Oh, well done.
Yeah,
okay. But let's assume line. For this that they're not.
Is it okay?
Should there be a rule? Should there be like courtesy?
The thing that you do is quite good is you never use a urinal.
Go in the cubicle.
You go in the cubicle, which I'm worried about. Because, I mean, we've known each other, a few years?
Mm.
And I've never seen you use a urinal once.
Yeah,
we'll be at football games and you'll still wait for the cubicle. Like, what are you doing in there, mate?
Well, it was weird when I went into the cubicle and that old man came in with me into the cubicle as well.
Yeah,
it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for...
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Yeah, Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. You help inform both me and Australia on some gossipy stories. When I understand them, I... XOXO. Ding them through.
Up first, a Wedding Crashers sequel might be happening. Wedding Crashers, you know, they're making sequels all the time now, but this is according to star Isla Fisher.
I'd find you.
She'll find the second movie. She was talking to the people on Today. That's the American one, not... She wasn't chatting to Carl.
Not Carl? No. Oh, geez, why would anyone listen if it's not Carl?
She said, I bumped into Vince Vaughn at a party, and he said that apparently we're going to make a sequel.
And did he have a choice in it, or did she kind of jump in him and go, I'll find you?
Yeah, I was about to say, maybe he had a few too many beers, and this is what she wanted. She's like, we're doing a sequel, aren't we, Vince? And he's like, yeah.
Didn't have a choice. Yeah.
Snapchat. Apparently, it's worth heaps of money. Now, I don't know if you remember this. 3 years ago, Snapchat founders Bobby Murphy, big fan of the show, and even Spiegel. they turned down Facebook's offer to buy their company for $3
billion. Ooh,
do you remember that?
No, I don't, but that's a lot of quiche.
It is. Well, several news outlets over this week have reported that Snapchat, now called Snap Inc., remember we mentioned that?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's valued between $20 billion and $35 billion.
What do you do with that much money?
But how is it worth that much money?
I know. People are sending nudes and they're making Evan Spiegel money.
You know how old the Speegs is?
How old?
26.
Oh!
Don't oh, buy the things.
It's very loud, isn't it? Speegs.
I did a like a
Speegle alert.
Write that down. We'll get it made. Yeah. And finally, Disney are releasing a live action Winnie the Pooh film.
Oh yes.
So it's going to center around the boy in it. You know, there was a kid.
Yeah. What was his name?
Robin.
Robin. Yeah. Robin.
So this is what the movie's going to be about. Robin has grown out of his joyful imagination. He was a young boy, but he's now a businessman who prioritizes work over his wife and daughter. And now, Winnie the real bear wants revenge. I mean, I don't know if that's...
You complete...
But it's a live movie,
you
right?
That up.
So there's, like, real people. Is there going to be a real bear?
Is Winnie the Pooh going to be in it? Like, is he going to be... But he's not angry.
But that's all they've said. They just said it's a live movie. So it's real people. So do you think they'd have a real bear to be one of those CGI bears?
No, it'd have to be a real bear. It'd have to be Winnie.
You gotta get going. You gotta see the friend in mind.
No.
Because he's just Spiegel, even Spiegel.
This alarm's much better. No, don't fire it. Don't.
I won't. I promise.
Okay,
I won't.
Spiegel alert!
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
Nath, I went to the beach the other day. The weather is getting warmer. It's perfect beach weather. And I went down there. And as I'm walking into the water, I'm going to go have a swim. I see these four guys, really good looking guys. And I get close and I realize one of them is James Magnussen. I don't know if he still swims. He was an Olympic swimmer.
The human missile. Torpedo?
Dolphin?
Gun? Some sort of weapon.
Look, I'm only going to pay attention. Once every 4 years, I'm like, yep, swimming's got my attention. Nah, don't care anymore.
And 8:30 on Mondays.
What's 8:30 Mondays?
Have you been paying attention?
Yeah.
Good point.
If you guys want to have us on, Tommy, if you're listening, we'd love to be on your show. Anyway, so I'm walking towards them. And first of all, the one thing that I realize is they probably have the best body out of any athlete.
No, great.
Male and female swimmers, I think, are really good-looking people.
Mm.
And so I'm walking close. And I'm assuming the other guys are swimmers because they're very tall, very ripped. I didn't recognize the other guys because it's not swimming season.
Every 4 years, guys.
But this is my problem with them. So I've got a problem, right? And I'm walking towards them. They're on their DTs. I'm like, this is your work attire, right? This is what you do when you work. You wear this. You don't come to the beach in your work attire. You don't see me walking into the water with headphones on and a Nova hat.
That would be a hazard.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy and Nath hat. You don't see me walking in going, hey, guys, remember me? Because these guys have got they got the Olympic rings tattoos. They got their, like, this is your job.
Did you say something to them?
Well, no. I mean, they're 6'6". They can knock me out. So this is my suggestion to him, right?
Mm.
You can either do two things. Because the other issue was I was probably at the beach for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yep.
The whole time, they didn't move. So they're standing knee-high in the water, right? So I'm thinking, they're not swimming, they're not coming and tanning, they're just standing there looking like Greek gods.
Mm.
So you have two choices, swimmers, if you're listening. You can either get in the water and swim like you're supposed to, or get back on the beach and put some clothes on because you're making us feel bad.
Jimmy and Nate's goodbye song.
Because now it's time to go.
One day it'll be like 6 a.m. and we'll still be on.
Yeah, we'll be 6 till 9.
Six. That's a weird hour, but it could work.
6 to 9.
Oh, that's a breakfast.
Yeah.
I was thinking PM. That is the way we wrap
it's
up
a new
the show. It's live music. What? Live music in the studio.
I'm checked out. This is the end of the show.
It's the goodbye song. Let's do it.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
You didn't see yet.
During the movie, you were sleeping.
First up, we've got George. George, what movie did you fall asleep in?
The Revenant, bro.
The Revenant?
As in the Oscar-winning Revenant, George.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it was a good movie. Just tired.
You wouldn't know if it was a good movie, would you, George?
Did you try and watch it again, George, or that was it?
No, we watched it again. It was a bloody good movie. Fell asleep twice trying to watch it.
We had a go at saying your names.
But we weren't very good. What a shame. So what's going to happen is we're going to get you to spell your second name and then both Jimmy and I are going to have a crack at it, okay?
All right, it's W-O-J-N-I-U-S-Z.
What background are you, to give us a bit of a hint?
I'm Polish.
Oh, jeez, in my Polish accent. Woźniusz.
Not even close.
All right, I'll have a crack. I reckon the W is silent. It's like a...
Oh, don't...
Yunez? Yunez?
No.
What is it?
It's Vinyush.
Vinyush. Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah, this guy.
Chaz Michael Michaels, an ice-devouring sex tornado.
Mm-hmm. No, I told you, it's the One Tree Hill guy. They're not the same.
I thought that was the same.
They're not. One's a real...
Oh, wow. I've learned so much.
Wrote a book about his dreams.
What did you dream about recently?
Maybe we could write a book, it's easy.
Stephanie, what happened in the dream?
So I was running from a car, and then out of nowhere, a hand came out that looked like Willy Wonka's purple glove and pushed me into the car. It was weird.
Do you think, Nate, this would be a good book?
I think it could be a good book, do you think?
Well, I think they turn... The way to see if it would be a good book is they turn things into movies.
Okay.
So I'll give you a little movie preview, and you tell me if this works.
All right, go.
Coming this summer is the attack of a giant glove. No, it's not attached to anyone, but it is purple. Watch out.
That was
I
really
think that
good.
Works. Yeah, well, no, thanks. And Steph, write a book and we'll make the movie.
And the lead actor, Donald Glover.
Oh.
There's always gonna be another Sunday, so we'll see you all real soon. You can always listen to the podcast. Maybe you can't listen live
because you have to snooze.
Ain't about how fast we get there, because we'll definitely be here next Sunday night. It's just a short goodbye.
Rual. It's Norwegian.
That's it for the Jimmy and Nath podcast for another week. I'm sorry, I am chewing gum into the mic. I'm going off to do a Robbie Williams interview with Fitzy and Whipper after this, and I had to make sure my breath was fresh for the Robster. Me and him go way back. Oh, I featured on his Escapology album. That's a lie. It is my mum's favourite album, though. If you do want to catch up with the guys on Snapchat, on Instagram or Twitter, they are all under Jimmy and Nath, I assume. Actually, they may not be. I can't be bothered checking, though. And if you see either one of them out on the street, say hi from me. It would be the first interaction we've had in over 12 months. Look, I will see you guys on the next podcast on the next Sunday. Until then, have yourself a fantastic and beautiful, magical week. And I mean that.